This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Strong aftershocks continued to rock south central Chile yesterday, nearly a week after a massive earthquake killed hundreds of people and devastated coastal towns. Annie Murphy reached the port city of Concepcion just a day after the earthquake struck. In this reporter's notebook, she describes some of the most memorable scenes of the past week.
Heading to Concepcion, it was hard to know what to expect. Because Chile's airports were closed, I had to take a 15-hour car ride from southern Argentina to the quake zone. And at first, things seemed normal. People were reading newspapers in cafes and selling corn and nectarines by the roadside. But as I neared Concepcion, the only people I saw were those searching for water. The pavement was cracked, buckled, or caved in. Bridges had collapsed, many homes were missing pieces, and telephone poles tilted at wild angles. The sky turned this milky yellow. You could sense that nature was up to something. The city felt abandoned. With no electricity, I could only make out the silhouettes of destroyed buildings and the debris. One apartment building's top 10 stories had collapsed like a deflated balloon. People were camped out in the plaza, terrified to go indoors. One woman was combing her hair in a mirror by firelight, and nearby a dog slipped at its owner's feet as if they were at home. The earthquake made private life public. I found myself constantly struck by the everyday habits that people hold on to in a disaster. Another woman served me tea and biscuits in her living room, which was still littered with shards of glass and broken concrete. Meanwhile, a supermarket burned outside the window, set on fire by looters. I also wanted to see how people were faring in the countryside. In the woods near the town of Laraquete, Ruth Diaz was washing clothes by the side of the road. She was part of a camp of 2,000 people who had fled their town after the sea engulfed it following the quake. A full week after the disaster, smaller earthquakes still shudder across the city. People are tired and hungry, and they've stopped laughing about these aftershocks. Instead, they stop and stare at the sky, or make the sign of the cross. Everyone here knows that the future, be it tomorrow or 10 years from now, is uncertain. For NPR News, this is Annie Murphy in Concepcion, Chile.